What's going on, everybody? So, been learning to become aware of what's happening, and really what I've really come to understand about all of this is it's about the simple shit. It's about learning to narrow your focus, your awareness to the moment. So I might do several episodes right now, might not, we'll see how that goes, but in this episode, we're not going to be talking about that, but that will be an episode in the future. In this one, we're talking about the lesson. What is the lesson in all this? What is the lesson in what's happening in your life? What's the message? This is the question, because we go through life and are limited capacity for what's actually happening around us, and we judge, we learn, we grow, we never seem to really learn from our judgments, from our past. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us do in certain ways, and some of us don't in other ways. And why I ask this question every time something happens, some event happens in my life. What is the message? Or what is a lesson? Either one, right? And the reason why is because the lesson or the message is what you're trying to be taught. Current program, if you want to call that, is the past. In a lot of ways, past hates, past loves, past vulnerabilities, past uncomfortabilities, past in you that now criticizes yourself and others, things like this. And so when something happens, and when you do something that later does something else that you didn't necessarily want done, the point is to learn from this. And so that's why this is an important question. What is the lesson? What is the message? Because like I said, you can either attempt to control or complain about what's happening around you, or you can attempt to learn from what's happening around you and within you as well. I've said this before. I do think this is true. And so this question of what is the hidden message is attempting to get you to understand this and get you to realize this yourself. So what you do when something happens, let's say something happened, something is happening, in your life that is overwhelming, you can ask yourself this question. What is the message? What is it I'm trying to learn from this? What is the lesson here? It could be as simple as the lesson I'm trying to learn is that bad things are going to happen despite all my sense of control, this kind of thing. It could be very simple. It could be complex. It's up to you, right? This is about your journey. You're learning access for the future, this kind of thing. So this question of what is the message, what is the lesson, whatever you want to call it, is very important. Helps you learn, helps you grow from yourself and others. And so it's not an overcomplicated question. It's not about attempting to find the most accurate answer. It's just about yourself. It's just about helping yourself deal with what's happening around you, helping yourself learn from what's happening around you, helping yourself grow based on what's happening around you, things like this. This is not about accuracy. This is not about being more truthful necessarily, assuming you could even be that in the first place. This is simply about you coming to terms with what's happening around you and why. And so you can ask this in different ways, right? What is the message that I'm sending to others? Is it, I am a loving and wise person? Is it, life is a dog-eat-dog world, I'm going to be the dog that eats the other dog? Is it, what is it? And you don't tell it by your words, you tell it by your actions. You tell it by what you're doing in the world around you. So this is about becoming aware of your behaviors. What are you doing? How are you acting? How are you telling people the truth? Are you telling it with kindness and love and generosity, or are you telling it from a place of criticism, from judgment, or from attempting to change their behaviors? What's the message in that for yourself, right? You could ask that about another person. What is the message they are sending me? Are they generally giving me constructive feedback, or are they just giving me biting criticisms, right? You have to be careful with this one because your emotions will get in the way of this. And it'll tell you like, oh no, the person is just criticizing you, it's not constructive. And really, there is some degree of attempt to be constructive. The problem is the emotion of the person, the emotion of you, makes this process a bit fallible and imperfect. So what is the message that I'm receiving from the world? What is the message I'm sending? What is the lesson from this that's happening? What is the lesson from this? You know, whatever it is. It may not be the lessons you think they are, but they are lessons. There are lessons there. So, anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. And I'll talk to you in the next one.